Let me start my presentation by showing you what we feel very proud, and it's our balance sheet. As you know, we are a company that we are very aggressive from the commercial point of view, but very conservative from the financial point of view. Look at this balance sheet, and I try to make it an easy balance sheet with not too many numbers, with the main figures. We have in cash at the end of December 31st, more than 11 billion pesos, inventories of 27,000, and fixed assets of 79,000. And look at the right side. The right side where you can see the capital and the liabilities, we are a zero-debt company. We have no debt with cost. The shareholders or stockholders' equity is 74,000, and suppliers and others is 44,000. To make it simpler, I put suppliers and others and inventory and others. But if you see the account of inventories, you can see that during the year of 2008, we were better managing the inventories. We finished the year with 27 days. The previous year, we had 28 days. In the case of the bank, it's also consolidated here. The total accounts receivable of the bank that has to be, that is recognized, is only $10 million. That's the total accounts receivable, the total number of credits that the bank has given for this time. As you know, during the past years, Mexico, or for the past decades, let's say, Mexico is a country that had many crises. We had one in 1976. We had one in 1982. We had one in 1988. We had one in 1995. And there was also the e-crisis. But I want to go and show you what happened in the last crisis that most of us have in recent mind. Just to give you an example, the peso at that time was at 3 pesos per dollar. After the crisis, the peso was at 8. And this was only in 1995. Look what happened with Walmex. If you see it in sales, we went from 100 to 590. We sell today 6 times more in dollar terms than just before the crisis. Look at the operating income, 8 times more. If you see, or another way of looking at this is the compounded annual growth rate. It's 16% in operating income, and in sales it's 12%. So what you can see here is that from the crisis, we have been coming out in a better position with the crisis. Just to give you an example, if you see the sales number from 1 to 6 times more, if you see competition there, our main competitors, that number is from 1 to 3. So more than doubled the competition. And as I said before, zero debt with the competition, with they do have debt with cost, so that gives us a better position. If we now see in detail what we did with the cash in the year 2008, let me show you this graph. We start by the initial balance of the cash. You can see that we started with 8.9 billion Mexican pesos, and we finished with 8.35 billion pesos. And look what we did in the middle. We generated 24 billion pesos in cash. The way we manage our working capital gives us 2.3 billion additional. This is because we manage inventory in general terms. We sell inventory in 30 days and we pay it in 45 days. That's in general terms. As I said before, we finished the day with 27 days. But that gives us, or that gave us during the year, almost 2.4 billion pesos. In fixed assets, this is new stores and remodels. We invested during the year $11.3 billion. This is an investment that will give very profitable returns in the medium and long term. We paid a dividend, 3.2 billion. We repurchased shares for 3.4, and we had to pay taxes. We paid taxes, 6.4. We finished the year with $11.3 billion. We had an increase over the year, and as I said before, we feel also very proud the way we manage the cash in Walmart. If we see the P&L, what happened also during the year 2008? We had an 11% increase in sales. The gross margin, I think it's very important to mention this, 21.8% with comparing 21.7. Even in a hard year, we were able to increase the margin to 21.8. Expenses, 13.7 compared to a 13.3. The main reason of that increase in expenses was electricity tariffs, remodels, and the bank. If you take out the part of the bank and you leave remodels and the part of the electricity, expenses would have grown less than the increase in sales. So we feel also that it's a very healthy P&L number, what we did during the year 2008. Operating income on 8% and EBITDA, it's 9.8 and a 9% increase. We still, if we look at the part of sales, it's also interesting to analyze where they come from. Look at sales, compare the 2 years, the year 2007 and the year 2008. Look at the increase. In the year 2007, we had a 5.8, and in this year, a 4.6. This is same-store sales growth. But look at customers. During the year 2007, we grew 3.9. And look what we did during the year 4.2. Scott and Giancarlo will be talking later on all the strategies that they have been following so that we have been able to increase customers in an environment like this. Ticket, we grew 0.4 compared to the 1.8. If you see these numbers compared to the industry, it's interesting to see back again the 4.6 compared to the 5.6 if you see only the self-service of Walmex. And you compare that 5.6 with the industry. You see a 5.6 for us and the industry a 4.5%. The EBITDA margin, that I talked before, it's a 9.8 when you see it as a percentage of sales. Look at the history. The history in the year 2001, we had 7.7. We were able to do it every year, an increase on EBITDA. And look what happened in the year 2008. It only came down with a very hard economy. It only came down from 10 to 9.8. I think it's worth mentioning that this is only a reduction of 0.2 with a very hard environment. If you see that EBITDA, and now you see inside the company where it comes from, look at the EBITDA from the self-service division. We were able to increase our EBITDA margin in the year 2008 just in the core business, in the self-service division, and you can see the graph in your right going up on the 2 years. As a consolidated number, as I showed you before, we came down, but when you analyze the numbers, we went up with the EBITDA margin. Just to finish, how we see things, and if you can divide them in the short term and in the long term, always taking into account profitability, even in the short term, you can see what we'll be concentrating in increasing the numbers of clients that we serve, continue improving the inventory, have very disciplined in expenses. That's a concentration of the short term. If you want to see the longer term, there is no change in the company. Increase in sales, being a multi-format company, that gives us the advantage that you can go to any place of the country, being profitable since day one, a huge opportunity for growth, efficiency in the way we invest, any peso that we invest, not only in the line of expenses, but also in the line of investment. We have to continue being better every day in the efficiency, better distribution, better way of investing in new construction. Javier Zeta will talk to you in detail of how he has been able to manage that. And at the end, and always, what is key in this industry is what we say the cost sales leverage. When we continue increasing sales, we are able to increase or decrease the amount of expenses. And just to finish, I would like to remind you that on March the 12th, we called for a shareholders meeting. That shareholders meeting basically has 2 points. One of them is a dividend. We have been paying a dividend for the last 6 years of 35% of net earnings of the previous year, and we are planning to do the same. It's a cash dividend. We are planning to have the same approval at the shareholders meeting, and also the repurchase of shares, the amount that will be posting there is the amount of 8,000 million pesos, and those are the key things that we will be presenting at that shareholders meeting. With this, I end my presentation. I will leave you now with Scott Rank. Scott is the Chief Operating Officer, and he's in charge of the operation of Supercenter, Bodega, Superama, and also all the part that today is very important for the company and key in the things that I have told you in the profitability issues, that is distribution, all the logistics network. I leave you with Scott. Thanks.